Blog Talk Radio.
Donald Lawrence and Company, coming to you with another lesson, your righteous mind. Yeah, the mind that Christ Jesus used enabled him to do supernatural things in a natural world. Scripture. Right here, y'all. That's right. If you focus on things of the kingdom, come on, tell them. Think on these things.
Thank you for tuning in to the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast, hosted by Apostle Lonnie Stocks. Coming to you from the Jesus Saves Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. At this time, we would like to invite you to become partners with us, both with your prayers and your finance, so we can continue to preach the gospel. Partner with us with just a $1 a day donation. We are a 501c3 organization, so all donations are tax exempt. You can donate three ways. One, send correspondence via mail to 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221, or call us at 718-574-2244. Lastly, via our website at www.tjsm.org. We can accept check, Visa, Master, Discover, or American Express cards. We can also accept PayPal via our website. Thank you in advance for your support of the ministry as we continue to spread the gospel across the world.
See, what you're listening to will affect us. What you're looking at will affect you. What you speak will affect your future. And then it will affect your heart and
your righteous mind.
This is a higher level of thinking. Don't you think it's time for you to elevate your mind? Jesus came and he did it. You're not a natural being having a spiritual experience, but you're a spiritual being having a natural experience. Dorinda, I think right here, I just need a little bit of help from you. Come on, Dorinda.
That's right.
Good morning and God bless you. This is your host, Apostle Lonnie Stocks, and we're so glad to be here and to just lift up the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He said if he be lifted up from the earth, that he would draw all men unto himself. And I believe every word in the word of God. Today I'm going to be talking about, can these bones live? Amen. But before we get started, can we just go to the Lord in prayer? Father, again, we thank you for another opportunity and this format, this stage that you have set before us to be on to proclaim your goodness. I ask you, God, to word my mouth, word my mind, lead me and guide me what to say and what not to say. Teach those that are listening that they are strong individuals, and because they're in you, they are more than conquerors. Now, God, save today, heal and forgive, deliver and set free is my prayer, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Again, thank you for tuning in. My name is Apostle Lonnie Stocks. You can call me earlier this morning at 718-574-2244. Press number 1 on your touchtone dial, and you'll be right in the station with me. I want you to hold on just for 1 minute, though, and I've got a song I want to play, and I hope you enjoy it. Jesus, amen. Let's listen to this, and I'll be right back.
Check me, S-U-S, check me.
I believe it, y'all. He can make you whole again. Yes, Lord. Jesus Christ can do all of that this morning. The devil is a liar. I want you to call me this morning because we're going to talk about what God can do. There's nothing that the Lord Jesus Christ can't do. Can you feel that this morning? That's the whining, y'all. J-E-S-U-S. That's the whining. 2005. Jesus. J-E-S-U-S. I believe that with all my heart, mind, body, and soul. I don't believe there's anything that you could ever, ever have in your life or experience that Jesus Christ cannot deliver you from. He can do abundantly above all that you ask or think. As a matter of fact, today we're going to be looking in the book of Ezekiel. Amen. I preached this message about 22 years ago, and I was looking for the DVD, and I couldn't find it. I was looking for the CD, rather, and I couldn't find it. But anyway, the Lord spoke to me on yesterday evening and said, speak about, can these bones live? Can these bones live? Let's take a look at something in the scripture. The Bible said, can these bones live? In Ezekiel chapter number 37 and verse number 1, the Bible says, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Now that's Ezekiel talking about himself, the testimony he has. In verse number 2, he says, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, these were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Okay, then the Bible says in verse number 3, Ezekiel 37, verse 3 says, and he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. You know, I love that scripture because it's a question that God wants you and I to know. Do you believe that your situation can be resolved? Do you believe that God is able to do what needs to be done for you in your life? Do you believe that your body can be healed? Do you believe that you can get this job? Do you really believe that you'll be able to keep this house? Do you believe that you'll be able to keep your automobile? Do you believe that this sickness is going to pass? If you notice, these bones were dry. They weren't on the body. Amen. Amen. They were drying out. And the Lord asked Ezekiel a question, can these bones live? And Ezekiel's answer was, I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. See, God can do it. See, the thing is, you've got to get rid of that doubt. I have to get rid of that doubt. I have to get rid of that fear. And just believe the word of God. Now, what I like about this scripture is, in verse number 4, and again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Now, Ezekiel was told one thing, just speak to the bones. Speak to the bones. Tell them bones that the Lord got something to say. In your situation, in my situation, you know what? I preached a couple of days ago, and I said, stop telling your problems about God and stop telling God about your problems and tell your problems about your God. Stop complaining to God about your problems and tell your problems how big your God is and how strong your God is. God is strong. Do you hear me? He's stronger than Superman. He's stronger than a locomotive. God can do what no other power can do. Did you just see the destruction in the Midwest where this storm came through yesterday? Flattened houses. God is awesome in power. He can do what no other power on planet Earth can do. There's nothing in this world that is so strong that God can't move it. There's no structure built. There's no structure ever been erected that God can't take down. I don't care how much pain and care you put in it. I don't care how much you fortify. God can break it. God can get through it. There can't be no sickness in your body that is so devastating and so binding and so holding that God Almighty can't loosen it. He can make you whole again. He can heal you from anything. These bones were dry. And the Lord told Ezekiel, said, prophesy. Speak to the situation and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Now, see, we think that that is outdated. We think this is just a storybook. But I got news for you. You need to apply this word to your life. In Ezekiel 37:5, it said, thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Hey, Samahi, glory. You can tell that situation. You got to turn me loose. The Lord God told me that my body is healed. Get off me now. I command you to go back to the pits of hell from whence you came. Loose your hope. I come to tell you there's nothing. Hey, glory. There's nothing unmovable. There's nothing that can hold you so tight that God can't loose you from it. You can't be too sick that God cannot heal you. You can't be too down that God cannot pick you up. There's no burden so heavy that God cannot move. He said, listen to what he says in verse 5. He told Ezekiel, said, thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Listen, speak to that sickness in your body this morning. I know, can I do it? No, but God can. He said, he told me to tell you to speak to it. Speak to speak to that situation and tell it what God, thus says the Lord. The Lord said, I shall live and not die and proclaim the works of the Lord. Oh, my God, I feel like preaching again early this morning. God is good and he's worthy of the praise. I want you to know today you can be delivered. The question is, can these bones live? The question is, can you be delivered? The question is, will this sickness let you go? And the answer to that is yes. Ezekiel said, Lord, I won't answer that. I know, but you can answer it. You know. You know whether these bones can live or not. I want you to know that you got power over all unclean spirits. The Lord has given you and I power over all unclean spirits. There's nothing that God didn't give us power over. But sometimes you got to cry out against it. Keep it locked right here.
Anybody got a war cry? Come on. Whoa, let me hear you. Oh, come on. That disturbs the atmosphere when you said it. Come on. Whoa. All right.
He's defeated, y'all. I believe it. God can do it. Somebody clap those hands this morning with me. Listen, I'm just a preacher that believes the word of God. That's who I am. I'm a preacher that believes the word of God. Everything that I own, everything that I have, I got it by speaking the word, not because I'm smart, not because I'm so strong, but because I believe the word, and God's word will bring it to pass. I don't care what you need today. God's word will bring it to pass. Amen. He built this whole world with his word. Everything that you see came through the word of God. And the word of God is potent, has not lost any power. God can do it even now for you in your life. It is not too late in your life. The question was asked in Ezekiel, can these bones live? In Ezekiel 37:3, Ezekiel, the Lord thou knowest. God know he can do it. Yes, God can do it. My telephone number is 718-574-2244. I got a good friend of mine that he wants you to come by and visit him at the church. He is a great man of God, an anointed man of God. Take a listen. Do you want to feel the presence of the Lord? Well, Apostle Dr. O.C. Donaldson invites you to come to receive God's best for your life in his Jesus Miracle Celebration every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. right there at the New Greater Jesus Temple Love, 892 Madison Street, Brooklyn, New York, between Ralph and Hollis Avenue. Call for Miracle Emergency Prayer at 718-453-9183. Remember, Apostle Dr. O.C. Donaldson is waiting on you. Tell them when you get there that you heard about it on the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast. God bless you. Yes, go by and patronize my friend. Amen. If you're in need of a healing or deliverance, he believes in prayer. He believes in the supernatural power of God. Dr. Apostle O.C. Donaldson, amen, right there at 892 Madison Street, right here in Brooklyn, New York. All right, now let's get back to my subject. Can these bones live? That sickness that you have, can it be healed? That problem that you have today, can it be resolved? That money that you need today, can it be gotten? Can God do it for you? And the answer to that is yes. Give me a call. Let's pray about it. 718-574-2244. The Bible says in Ezekiel, and I quote the word of God. Let's go right back to it. In Ezekiel chapter number 37. Let's look back at verse number four. And again, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones. The Lord said, prophesy to that situation. Tell that situation that you may be dry now, but you won't be dry long, because the Bible said, listen what it said. Again, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. You got to tell that situation who you serve. Kathy just told us a few moments ago, you got to cry out sometime. You got to cry out with a war cry, because you are victorious. You're not a victim. You're victorious. And why are you victorious? Because Christ Jesus made you victorious. You're not victorious because you're intelligent and smart, but you're victorious because of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's already won the battle. He's already sit down on the right hand of the Father. He said, all power is in my hand, in heaven and in earth. You and I are privileged to be saved by Jesus Christ. We are privileged. You should be honored to know that. My telephone number this morning, let's call and let's believe God. Give me a call. I believe when you make up your mind to call, healing is coming your way right then. I believe you're getting the victory. When you make up your mind to call, when you pick up that phone and dial me in now. The Bible says, again, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones and say unto them, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. That means God got all power. In verse 5, he said, thus says the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Did you hear what the word of God said? Those bones were dry, and God told Ezekiel to speak to the bones and tell the bones to live. He's going to cause breath to enter into you. Listen, you may be, it may seem like you're down for the last count, but I come to encourage you this morning that you're not down for the last count. You're in the place that God is getting ready to break you out of this situation. You're in a place that God is getting ready to deliver you and promote you to the next level. It's not over yet. Jesus says it's not over yet. He said, destroy this body, in 3 days I'll raise it up. In other words, you may have been suffering for a while, but I come with some good news this morning that this is your day of resurrection. This is your day of getting up out of this situation. I spoke to him yesterday in Genesis chapter 49, verse number 19, Gad, the Bible said, a troop shall overcome you, but in the end you're going to overcome the troop. You're going to be, they're going to be a fight, but you're going to win. You are in a fight, but you're going to win. You're in a struggle right now, but you're going to win. Amen. Come on now. I'm telling you what thus says the Lord. Now, you got to get to the place that you believe God over what you're going through. Because if you only believe what you see and not what God say, quite naturally, you're not going to get the blessing that God promised. Because you're walking by sight and not by faith. And the Bible said you need to walk by faith and not by sight. You need to call those things that are as though they are. The Bible tells us concerning Abraham when he was old and Sarai was old. The Lord told Sarai told Abraham, this time next year, your wife, are you going to have a child? She didn't believe it. But it happened because God said it. Not because she was a 16-year-old girl. Not because she was a 25-year-old lady. It happened because God said it. See, if God says it, that's what makes all the difference in the world. You need to be someone that has a mouthful of word. The word of God is what heals. The word of God is what delivers. Not he say, she say, and they say. It's the word of God. Give me a call this morning at 718-574-2244. I believe in the supernatural power that's in the word of God. God didn't leave us defenseless. God didn't leave us with no tools. He did not leave us without weapons. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down or demolishing of strongholds. What is our weapons? The word of God. God didn't give a preacher a gun. He didn't give us a knife. He didn't give us a bow and arrow. But he gave us the word of God. David said, thy word has I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. David hid God's word in his heart. And every time David was surrounded by enemies and destruction, he cried out to God, and God always delivered. God is the same God today, yesterday, and it'll be the same God tomorrow. There never will be a time that our sovereign Lord is not in total control. He has not lost any control. He has not lost any power. God did not diminish. But God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm speaking directly to you today. I don't care how long you've been sick. Listen, I know about sickness myself. I've been sick. I heard the doctor tell me not to preach again. At 07, he said, you can't preach no more. My heart was only doing it 33% according to them. They put the heart, they gave me the heart halter test and put it on my body and taped it to me. I had to wear it for 24 hours. And I was told not to preach. And I came to the church on a Wednesday night. There was only a few of us in there, maybe about 20 people. And I preached like there was 100 people in there. I preached like I had lost my mind. I took that test back after the 24 hours. And 2 days later, they called me and said, what did you do? I said, I preached. Now, I'm not telling you to do what I said, but I'm telling you to do what God says. See, if you hear a word from God, God's word supersedes anything that's going on in this world. One word from God can change your whole life entirely. One time I was a no good guy just in the street doing nothing. Amen. Broke, disgusted. And I heard God say, come and live. And I accepted him. That's been 37 years ago, going on 38. And God has blessed me. And he'll do the same thing for you. God has, he is no respecter person. I'm not telling you to move because I say it. I'm telling you to move when you hear God speak. And he always will speak. He will speak to you. God will speak to you, directly to you. You can have a direct line with you and God. I have no problem listening to God. My problems comes when I don't listen to God. When I listen to God. This building that I'm sitting in right now, the man that owned this building told me to my face that he will sell this building to anybody in the world but me. Did you hear the word, but me? And I looked right at him and I said, sir, he was a bishop. I said, Bishop, do you believe God? He said, yes, I believe God. I said, do you believe if God want me to have this building, there will be no way that you can keep me out of it? He said, sure, I believe that. I said, let's shake hands on it then. We shook hands on a Saturday. On the following day, which was Sunday, I was in my church next door giving God the praise. And the gentleman that the bishop had put over here and gave keys to keep me out, the man brought the keys to me and gave them to me because I spoke the word. See, speak the word over your circumstances. Amen. The anointing oil is good, but the word, speak the word. Lay your hands on yourself and claim your healing. Speak to your bank account and tell it to have money in it. God said, speak the word. He told Ezekiel to speak to them dry bones and tell them bones to live. They're dry, but he said, I want you to tell them to live. Listen, you may be sick today, but tell your body to live. Tell your body that you're healed. Don't be afraid to do it. God didn't give you the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. If there's fear, that's the enemy. He doesn't want you to say it. See, you got to get above the enemy. You got to say what God says. The Bible says that the word of God is settled in heaven, can never be changed. Anything will be changed down here on earth, but the word of God won't be changed. The word of God is the same all the time. You're talking about buying an automobile with all-wheel drive? Let me tell you something. God is on his job all the time. There's never a time that God is not in control. He's in total control. And all you got to do is learn to walk in that light, in that truth that Jesus Christ rose from the grave. My minister spoke on yesterday evening about Jesus rising from the grave. He rose. And because he lived, we can face tomorrow. And because he lived, he sent the Holy Ghost. And he gave us the Holy Ghost to walk with us and to talk with us. Let me tell you something, my friend. You got to learn to be speaking this word. Stop just reading the word and shouting. No, you got to apply this word to your life. This word, is the word of God, is medicine. It's medicine to your soul. It's medicine to your spirit. There is no contraption. There's no device. There is no anything that can hold you hostage when God says you're free. The Bible says, he that the Son set free is free indeed. I feel that thing this morning so much that I want you to know that you are free. You're not bound. You are not bound. You are free. And God made you free. And he can turn any situation around, no matter what it is. Give me a call this morning and let's see God work. I can't do it, but God can. The Bible says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'll be in the midst. He said, one can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to a flight. I want you to know that God can do what needs to be done for you. I want to play this song by Ricky Dillard. He'll turn it around. He turned it around. Listen, Ricky Dillard.
I feel a turnaround. Come on, clap your hands like it.
much to bear. Because I call Jesus, he hears and answers prayer. What the devil meant for evil, God turned it around.
God is turning some stuff around for you now. Give me a call. Press number one on your phone.
I've been through heartaches and pain. I've been up and down. These trials have cost much to bear.
I've been right there, y'all.
Jesus, he hears. What the devil meant for evil. He turned it just like he said.
He turned it
around for my good. He turned it just like he said.
He turned it.
He'll turn it around for you. Let me ask you a question. What do you have to lose to trust God? You already got the problem. What do you have to lose by trusting his word? You see, Ezekiel was told to speak to those dry bones. And Ezekiel told God, said, thou knowest. One thing I like about Ezekiel, he didn't speak negative. He said, God, you know. And I tell you right now, God knows about your situation. You feel like you're hopeless and all alone, but you're not. You feel like that God has forgotten you, but God has not. You feel like God doesn't care about you, but God does care. And why did God give me this message this morning? Why? You know why? Because God loves you. God gave me this message because he loves you. He's concerned about you. He cares about your life. You know what? God took Ezekiel in the beginning of his ministry, in Ezekiel 37, 1, 2, and 3, and he began to let Ezekiel see how discouraged the exile was. There's some of you discouraged this morning. You feel like you cannot make it. In Ezekiel chapter 3 and verse 14, the word of God said, so the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went into bitterness in the heat of my spirit, but the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. Sometimes we get upset, we get vexed because of what we're going through. We get aggravated. Oh, I've been there. How long is this going to be like that? You see, that's what the devil wants you to say that. How long? You're supposed to speak to the situation and tell it to loose you. Let me go. You must turn your hand, take your hands off of me. I belong to God. Tell your problems about the God that you serve. Let them know that Jesus was crucified and buried in a borrowed tomb, but he got up from the grave with all power. He's unstoppable. You hear me? There's nothing that Jesus Christ cannot do. There's no sickness that you can ever have that is so severe that Jesus Christ cannot handle it. Don't you remember they crucified our Lord and Savior and placed him in a borrowed tomb? But do you remember 3 days later and three nights later when they went to the tomb early that morning, he was no longer there? What does that tell me? That he's Superman. He has supernatural power. Power that is unstoppable. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ can do for you today. I'm not just here preaching. I'm here telling you what God can do for you. I'm telling you that this situation that has you hostage has to turn you loose. It got to turn you loose. It can't stay there. You are stronger because you are in Christ. And God gave you his word. I remember one time back in 1969. I mean, I was struggling, didn't have no money, didn't know what I was going to do. And and my father died, my father. But I didn't know that my father had money. But my father had about $70,000 in First Citizen Bank in Newburgh, North Carolina. And I was in there trying to borrow some money. And my attorney, Mr. Easton, told me, he said, listen, if you let them know who you are, they'll let you have that money. And do you know when they found out that I was the administrator of the account for my father? It wasn't my money now. I was only the administrator. Are you hearing me? I was the guardian until he died. But when he died, I became the administrator of the account. The money still wasn't mine because my job was to disperse that money evenly after so many days after his bills was paid. But when they found out that I was the administrator of the account, do you know they loaned me money on my word? Let me tell you something. Once they found out who I was, that I was the administrator of this money, and in those days, 60-some thousand dollars was fairly decent money, they said, let him have what he wants. Let me tell you something. Once the devil know who you are, you let the devil know you're God's child. You're God's property. You're not here just in the world existing. You have God. You have heaven on your side. You belong to God. The Bible says if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. You're not that drunk. You're not that loser. Come on now. You're a brand new creature. And see, once you understand who you are, when you speak to the devil, you speak to the devil with authority. You don't speak to the devil and say, leave me alone. No, Satan, I command you to leave me. Leave my body. Leave my finances. Leave my home. And God gave us his word. What do you think David said? The word have I hid in my heart. He hid the word because the word was potent. The word would move any situation. The word can do anything today. Are you listening to me? Give me a call. 718-574-2244. Press number 1 on your telephone. I'll be able to speak with you. I want to pray with you. I want to see God move in your life. You got to understand these bones may be dry. This situation may be dry. But you know what? It's not all over. God got the last say. God got the last say. I want you to know the Bible said in Ezekiel chapter 11, verse number 1, said, moreover, the Spirit lifted me up and brought me unto the east gate of the Lord's house, which looketh eastward. And behold, at the door of the gate, 25 men. Among them I saw Zanath, the son of Azur. And I want you to know that God will show you how to get out of that situation. Hallelujah. God can show you how to do it this morning. Praise the Lord and God bless you. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Hello, how you doing?
Good morning.
Yes, who am I speaking to, sir?
My name is Jose. And I've been just listening to you talking about it. It was a coincidence. I got up, went to the bathroom, turned on the radio, and I started listening to you talking about it. I felt like God talked to me so directly. I'm in a situation that I can just come out of it. I'm a professional musician, and I'm supposed to be working more, and I'm supposed to be doing things that I'm not, and I'm just stuck, and things are not working, and doors ain't opening, and everything is sort of like closing the doors, and I keep praying to God that you know, me and I just don't, I don't find my way out.
But there is a way out. I'm going to tell you this testimony. One of my members about 12 years ago, she was looking for a job. She was she had a master's degree. She couldn't get a job anyplace. And I told her, I said, you know what? The next job you go to, if they turn you down, tell them that you need me. And she did that. And in 2 days, they called her to work, and she's still working for the Board of Ed. Now, that's been about 15 years ago. So I'm telling you today, God gave you power. See, you're saying the wrong thing when you keep saying it's not working. No, it's got to work because God says it's going to work. See, don't say it's not working because the Word of God is working. And God, you are a born-again Christian. You cannot be a loser. The Bible said if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature, a new creation. So you're not a loser. You're more than a conqueror. And Satan don't want you to believe that. He wants you to believe that things is just so bad. See, in Ezekiel, we were just reading here, those bones were dry. And God told Ezekiel, he asked Ezekiel a question, can these bones live? But Ezekiel didn't say, I don't know. He said, Lord, thou knowest. And then the Lord told Ezekiel to speak to the bones. He said, speak to the bones and tell the bones to live. And I'm telling you today, your life is going to turn around this day. You're going to begin to see things coming your way. Doors are going to open for you. And you're going to be out of this situation because God is on your side. And you have to understand that. See, one time I was struggling. I mean, I had no money. I mean, I was doing bad. But someone told me the word of God. And the faith that I have, God gave me this faith. Because the Bible said faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So I believe God because I read the word. And remember, the word cannot return void. So, Jose, I want you to know this morning, things is getting ready to turn around for you. Let us pray right now, okay?
Amen.
Everlasting God, I thank you for Jose this morning. And I thank you that this is a brand new day in his life. I thank you that all those things and all those hurts and all those problems that has been holding him hostage, I thank you, God, for releasing finance, releasing favor in his life. And I thank you, God, from this day forward, he will have a testimony that the word of God is real and the word of God set me free. Now, God, I thank you for that today in Jesus' name. Okay, Jose?
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
I love you. Now you believe God is going to turn around.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. 718-574-2244. The same way God's blessing Jose, he'll bless you the same way. The Bible said if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Everything that you need, God got it. God has it. Nothing can stop God. Nothing. No structure can hold God. No instrument can hold God. No chain can bound God. You are a free agent in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the devil can't hold you any longer. You have to understand who you are. See, the Bible says, can these bones live? And Ezekiel said, Lord, thou knowest. And then God turns and tell Ezekiel to speak to the bones. God didn't come and do anything. He told Ezekiel to speak to the bones. The power came from Ezekiel's mouth because he spoke to the bones. Good morning, and God bless you. You're on there.
Good morning, Pastor. How are you doing today? My name is John. This is John.
Hi, John.
I met you a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. I remember, John.
Yes. How you doing, Pastor?
I'm listening to
your message today. You're sounding great. Your message is coming in strong. I'm receiving everything you're saying, and I just feel blessed to be hearing you right now. You know.
Thank you, Jesus.
You sounded exactly what I was going through. Yes, sir?
John, the word is true. See, the situation looks grave. It looks the worst. I mean, sometimes it does. I've been there, John. And it looks like it's the worst. It seems like there's no way. Because can you imagine Ezekiel seeing these dry bones, the valley of dry bones, and God asked him a question, can these bones live? And Ezekiel said, Lord, thou knowest. And then the Lord didn't go around moving nothing. He said, Ezekiel, speak to the bones. Speak to the situation. Tell the situation who you are. Use the authority. Use your keys. I've given you power. And John, he's given you power. He's given us power. I have no power on my own, but I have the authority from God. And so do you, John. You have the authority. You have the power. You're more than a conqueror. You're a winner. No matter what anyone says, no matter what anyone thinks, you are a new creature in Christ. You know what I love about God? He's not a God that he chooses this group and don't choose that group. what God does, the Bible says, for God so loved the world, that includes all of us, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him. So, John, all you got to do is believe. And some people say, well, it's not that simple, but it is that simple.
It seems like it is that simple.
And it is that simple. But you know what, John? What I pray, one of my main prayers is, Lord, help my unbelief. Because many times I think I believe, and I realize I don't believe because I got doubt. And I'm talking about Lonnie. And I have to ask God, remove that doubt. Remove that fear. Help me believe your word. I don't worry about the situation. God, help me just trust your word. And, John, I've been walking with God 37 years. You met me a few weeks ago. And God has been good to me. And you know what? He's the same God for you. He's no respecter person. Let's have a word of prayer, John, okay?
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. And I hope to see you this Wednesday.
Okay, great. Dear Lord, our Father, we thank you for being God. We thank you for John. We thank you, God, that this day is a brand new beginning for his life. And he will begin to see the manifestation of your word being fulfilled in his life. I thank you, Lord, for removing all doubt and fear from John. I thank you, God, for encouraging him and using him even as a vessel to help others see the light. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, John?
Thank you, Pastor Stocks. Thank you, Pastor Stocks.
Bless you, man. I love you, okay?
I love you too, Pastor. Thank you. Have a good night. Thank you.
You too. All right. My number is 718-574-2244. Let me tell you something. God is no respecter person. There is nothing impossible with God. You know, people don't understand me when I say that. But it is so clear because there is absolutely, positively nothing that God can't do. Anything. God can do anything. God can heal anyone. He can deliver you from any situation. There is no tool, there's no instrument, there's no contraption that can hold you hostage. The Bible said, he that the Son set free is free indeed. And Jesus Christ has that ability to set you free from your bills, from the bill collector, from all those situations. Look, give it into the hands of God and watch him move for you. Watch God move. God will do abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. All you got to do is watch God move. God will do it. He'll do it for you. I'm so grateful to God that I know that God will do it. I know that God will make a way for you. I know that God will take care of you. I know that God will feed you. How do I know it? Because he did it for me. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. All right, it's 1:53 a.m. here in New York City, in Brooklyn, New York. Give me a call. Amen. I got about 6 minutes left on the air. But if you call me, we can pray with you now. My number is 718-574-2244. Give me a call at 718-574-2244. Press number one on your touchtone dial, and let's believe God for God to do a miracle for you. Are you listening to me? Let's believe God. That God will do this miracle for you. Let's believe God that God will set you free. Let's believe his word, that his word is true, and that we can depend on his word. Are you listening to me? Let's believe God on this morning. Good morning, and God bless you. You're on the air.
Good morning, Pastor. I thank God for you this morning.
Thank you. Who am I speaking to?
His name is Sister Richard.
This is who now?
Richard. Sister Richard.
Okay, God bless you. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. This morning I just thank God for the word that you are sending out, because it's coming from God's mouth to your ears and from your mouth to my ears.
Thank you, Lord.
So I give God thanks for you. Because right now I'm going through a situation that I don't know how I'm going to get through it, but I know my God will take me through it.
He's going to bring you through
it? Yes, I know he's going to bring me through. But you know, the devil always puts fear in your heart.
That is
you
true.
You know, let you feel like it's not going to work out. But when you know that the God that you serve and you know what he do before, then you know that. What he's, that the devil is saying to you, you know that is not true. And you cannot hold on to that. You got to believe
in the Lord.
But
we know that he's a liar.
Yes.
We know that he's a liar. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
He comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
He wants to destroy your faith, destroy your connection with God. He wants to destroy your confidence in God. And see, the only tool that the devil has to hold you and I hostage is to make us doubt. See, the only thing that Satan can do to stop the progress of God in your life is to make you doubt. If he can make you doubt, then he has you. But if you don't doubt God, see, as I said to John earlier, one thing I've learned to do, even in my life, because sometimes things don't look like it's working, but I know it is working. I know things are getting better.
Yes.
And so what I have to do, I have to ask God to help my unbelief.
Yes.
Even when I think I do believe, I say, Lord, there is something wrong with me. And the doubt that's in me, I need you to help me believe. And once God clears that doubt up in my life, I begin to see the manifestations that I'm looking for in my life. And see, daughter, this morning God's going to do that same thing for you. You're going to see those things that seems unsurmountable, you're going to see them disappearing. God's going to remove them, and God's going to give you the victory. This thing is not too hard for God. Let's pray right now, okay?
Yes,
everlasting God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray for my daughter this morning. We thank you in advance for giving her the victory. It seems as though all the walls are closing in. It seems like all the exits are closed. It seems like there's no way out of it. But God, you said you'll make a way to escape. We believe your word. You said there's no temptation come upon man, but such that is common. But you will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape. So this morning, God, I thank you for that escape. I thank you for healing and deliverance. And thank you for the victory now, in Jesus' name. Let's believe God, okay?
Yes, Pastor. Thank you.
I love you now. Stay in touch with me. You can keep my number, okay?
Yes, Pastor. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye. God bless you. 718-57. Oh, God, I got a minute and a half. But if you call me right quick and press number one, I can get you. I see there's about three of you there. But if you got to press number one, and I can pray for you. Even when I go off the air, give me 5 minutes, and you can call me at the same number. I'll be here for 10 minutes. Amen, here at the station. All right, I got to go. The clock on the wall is telling me so. But remember, can these bones live? Yes. The answer, this situation, whatever it is, it can be corrected. God can heal. God can deliver. This thing is not going to hold you hostage. It must turn you loose. Ezekiel, speak to the bones. I'm telling you, whatever your name is, speak to the situation and tell the situation who your God is, and claim healing and deliverance and victory from this day forward in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, I got to go. Clock on the wall is telling me so. But I want you to know that God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. He's an awesome God. Have a good day.
How many of you know we serve an awesome God? Come on. If you know we serve an awesome God, I need everybody in this house to get up on your feet and let's worship the Lord. Come on, let's go. God is right. Come on, put a praise right there. Come on. Come on, clap your hands. Come on, worshiper. What'd you say? Holy Father.
Holy Father, King of kings.
You're the creator.
You're the creator of everything.
Ruler of heaven.
Ruler of heaven. Ancient of days.
Forever holy.
Forever holy.
Let me holy Father.
Holy
King of kings.
King of kings.
You're the creator.
You're the creator
of everything.
Of everything.
Ruler of heaven.
Ruler of heaven.
Ancient of days.
Ancient of days.
Forever, always.
Forever,
I give you praise. Come on, I say it. Say awesome.
Awesome God.
Mighty.
Mighty God.
Awesome.
Awesome God.
Mighty.
Mighty God.
Say it again. Say it again. Say awesome.
Awesome God.
Mighty.
Mighty God.
Say it awesome. of Israel.
Holy One of Israel.
Precious.
Precious Lamb.
Savior and Master.
Savior and Master. Lifter of my hand.
Strong deliverer.
Strong deliverer. My name is
Say it again. Judah the Lion.
The great I am.
Holy One of Israel.
Holy One of Israel. Precious Lamb.
Savior.
Savior and Master. Lifter of my hand.
Strong deliverer.